Hello?
I beg your pardon?
I'm using your telephone on this call.
I don't, how many are doing what?
Are you using extensions? Only you see, when you use so many, if you use too many extensions, then you're cutting down transmission.
Well, there's only one here, my dear friend.
There's only one.
And that's the president, and you're talking to him.
Oh, I'm very pleased.
Thank you, ma'am. And who are you? Yes, and who are you?
I'm the supervisor in London.
All right, well, you,
we are trying, but...
You just be sure you haven't got it tied in to anybody else over there, and come on, I'm waiting.
Yes, you're fading, you see. Just one moment, please.
I don't know how many extensions I had on here. Listening, she is the supervisor in London. Yes, ma'am, I read you loud and clear.
You hear me loud and clear?
Yes, ma'am, this is the president.
Yes, all right then, Mr. President, so we'll try it again, try the call again.
Thank you, ma'am. Can you hear him?
Yes, yes, I can hear, but you're saying.
Well, you may have to repeat. You may have to repeat for us.
Yes, well, we'll put you together again with Karachi and see if we can make the call.
Thank you very much. He hears him loud and clear, and he hears me loud and clear. I wonder if we can't hear each other.
Yes, will you try the call now, please? Will you make conversation?
Yes, Mr. President, this is Lyndon Johnson. Yes, President. Mr. President, this is Lyndon Johnson. I can hear your operator. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, operator. Yes, Mr. President. Hello, President. Glad to hear you. Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
We have accepted to stop hostilities.
Yes?
From 2200 hours GMT tonight.
Yes?
And we have taken this decision really basically on your assurances.
Fine.
And we believe that you are a man of honor and a gentleman who will see that an honorable settlement is in order to prevent such unfortunate happenings occurring again. I believe that this not only will do good to India, not only will it do good to Pakistan, but it will also promote your interest in this part of the world.
Yes?
I am a friend of the United States.
Yes?
You should know that.
Yes, I do. Yes?
And if you lend a supporting hand in promoting political settlement, I have no doubt in my mind that you will make a place in the hearts of people of Pakistan.
You may be sure of the readiness of the United States to support and sustain the position that settlement of the underlying problem is needed and is essential. Yes.
And we have faced an army several times on foot, very gallantly indeed.
Yes.
We have no trust in that just so dead people, I can assure you.
Yes.
I have trust in your word of honor because you are a gentleman.
Yes.
I do hope that you will lend your support.
Yes, sir. Now, let me say this. I cannot give you any assurance of particular form of settlement. I can assure you of the readiness of the United States to support and to sustain the position that settlement of the underlying problem is needed, and that we will urge and insist and do everything we can to achieve that.
Lord, I fully understand.
Now, I hope...
honorable settlement.
I hope that we may be able to discuss this in some detail just as soon as you are free to do so. I...
to meet you and talk to you apart from anything else, just to see you.
Well, now, why don't you... we will be ready after this week, anytime you say.
Well, you know what sort of troubles I am in here.
Yes?
Yes? But as soon as there is the opportunity, we'll certainly discuss this, and I would like to come over and see you.
You just put on your hat and come on.
Well, you know what it is. I've got to run this country into the war on.
Well... We can do something about that here. She is just doing wonderful. She's out in the Midwest making speeches. I'll give her your regards. I am issuing a statement in which I say I speak for every American when I commend the statesmanship and the restraint shown by the leaders of Pakistan and India in their acceptance of the ceasefire. The leadership shown in both nations takes us a long step away from terrible danger. And then I say that we will join with the other nations to try to see that a settlement of the underlying problem is brought about. All right, now you let me know when You let me know when you want to come. Sir?
You remember when the Russians made that offer of mediation and so on, of good offices?
Yes.
That was all politics.
Yes.
This is your country.
Yes. Now.
We're friends with Pakistan, and I think you should take the lead.
Yeah.
You should take the credit.
Yeah. Well, what we do, we will have our legislation in shape this week. We have passed it in the House. We'll have it in the Senate this week. Now, any time after that, you should be the first one to come. And
I will let you know from time to time what is the position here.
You do that. All right, now you let me know.
All right.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm not complaining.
I understand.
I'm not complaining, but where is the need of these economic squeezes and this, that, and the other, and so on and so forth?
I understand, but what our position is with the both nations, we're going to have to sit down and have a talk with you, and then after we have our understanding agreement, I'll sit down and talk to the other people. And until we have those talks, I am kind of restrained and tied here. So just as soon as you can work it out, you let me know.
All right. Very well, then.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, Mr. President.
And goodbye, General, for the present.
Thank you so much.